let's wrap it up. 2020. This is our wrap up for this year. We're going to be taking a break going over the holiday season and be coming back in January of 2021. In this final episode, we wanted to explore our favorite parts and milestones of the podcast, Between Two Mics.
Welcome to Between Two Mics.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Rock.
We're the co-founders of Squadcast.fm.
The best way to record remote interviews in studio quality like this one.
Here on Between Two Mics, we explore the challenges, opportunities, and new ideas with the people who are pushing the limits of what's possible in podcasting. Okay, let's wrap it up. 2020. We're joined today by, as always, my co-host, Rockwell Felder. What's up, Rock?
What up?
And this is our wrap up for this year. We're going to be taking a break going over the holiday season and be coming back in January of 2021. So wanted to let you know that. And in this final episode, we wanted to explore our favorite parts and milestones of the podcast, Between Two Mics. So Rock, what was your favorite episode of our podcast together?
Yeah, so for 2020, my favorite episode was episode 28, with Jackie Schiff, who is the CEO and founder of Podreacher. I really like that one because Podreacher helps us produce our blog content, and we've been figuring out ways to collaborate with them, just deepen that relationship and work with them more. They're providing a lot of more content with us. So I really liked giving her a moment to give her the spotlight and highlight all the great work that her and the team are doing, and you know, hopefully drive more interest and traffic to her, because you know, I love highlighting people that are doing good work, and there's Jackie's one of those people.
It's a great episode. Yeah, and we do a lot of cool stuff with Jackie. We also have an episode coming up with Ali Kosick, who is part of the Podreacher team and also writes for the blog. So that's exciting as we close out the year. My favorite episode was our conversation with Rob and Sherry Walling, mm-hmm. from Tiny Seed and the Zen Founder podcast and Startups for the Rest of Us, of course. That was just a great conversation. They're both awesome podcasters that have been doing it for a long time and at a high level. But also, it's a bonus for me because we also made the announcement of us being part of and contributing to this year's batch of startups in the Tiny Seed Accelerator. So really, really great conversations. Check out both of those in our feed. Some other highlights of the year is that we've added these founder episodes where you and me, Rock, we talk about something, go deeper in the podcast industry, the podcast community, all the different things that we have the pleasure of working on. So how's that been for you, adding conversations between the two of us in between our interviews with these awesome guests?
I love it. You know, we wanted to start producing content on a weekly basis, or the podcast, that is. So being able to get that going and have our whole content team just really getting everything kind of got our workflow down and really just producing stuff routinely and consistently, which is the advice we give all of our customers and all podcasters, is not necessarily do it weekly, but just producing on a regular cadence. We really got our stuff together in that regard this year. But for this founders episode, it's fun because we have these conversations all the time. Often they are on Squadcast. So we finally wised up and just hit the switch to record it. So it's cool. And also for me, I get to we get to talk about the stuff at a deeper level, like, you know, talking about RSS with you and kind of, you know, me getting to play kind of like the non-technical person and get your perspective on it. I that was, you know, you were humoring me a lot. That was a conversation that I think a lot of people could benefit from. And so it's fun. It's stuff that we were already doing, but now we get to record it and share it with the world. So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun overall. And I think it's strange. Like, we thought that we would need to find guests to like make our podcast awesome. But over and over again, people kept asking us, like, I want to hear from you both more. That and then also us, you know, we are, of course, a technology company that is in service of podcasters and creatives. But also we're a content company. And I think in 2020, we made a lot of content looking back on it. And where we're going in 2021, we mentioned in the last episode that we're super stoked to be adding video recording to the Squadcast platform. So we'd be remiss not to remind you of that. So look out for that in the coming weeks. And we will be, in the same way we use Squadcast to record our podcast now, we'll be adding more videos to the content that we're producing. And that's really exciting to really live that and practice, a multi content strategy or multi channel content strategy, or I think a better way to say it is our show. Between Two Mics is currently a podcast, and it's evolving into a show that has audio and video, and of course many other channels on social and all of that. So look forward to more video recordings. We're just talking about some upgrades to your setup, Brock, so that way we can have higher quality video production, lighting, cameras, all that stuff is part of that evolution. So that's super cool to be bringing to life in the new year here.
Yeah, man, gotta walk the talk, whatever that is. So it's making us just premium content creators.
Yep. Yeah. And Ariel at the helm with our content strategy, and Vince with all the production magic to get these episodes out on a weekly basis across all of these different, the blog, the podcast, the videos upcoming. So it's super cool to have this opportunity to help other people create their awesome content, and also for ourselves to really understand what that's like and have empathy for the creative process while getting to make some cool stuff together.
Yeah, 2021 is going to be exciting, but we did want to use this time to let you know that we are going to be taking a break from the Between Two Mics podcast. So the next time you'll be hearing us is in the new year. And we got, like Zach said, plenty of exciting things in the works for you all. And can't wait to make it bigger and better than it was this year.
Yeah. So with that, thanks for listening to our podcast this year in 2020. And happy holidays in the meantime. And we'll be back at it in January.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Between Two Mics with Zach and Rock from Squadcast.
The best way to record remote podcast interviews like today's in studio quality.
Visit bit.ly/squadpod to check out our resources page, where you can download your free remote interview checklist.